around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. Welcome to the 88th playing of the Masters Tournament at Augusta National.
Good
morning, Jim.
A tradition unlike any other. I'll do the other one. You are looking live at Augusta National. Welcome in, Brent Musburger here. Now, anyway, oh man, I am just giddy. I'm just. This is the greatest weekend in golf. And you know, the Masters website, to the Green Jackets, God bless you, because you have got the best website in sports. I've been sneaking it out of my right eye at work all Thursday and Friday, and you don't have to pay for it, and it's like, hey, watch our tournament, watch it. This is really cool, and I just think, you know, Augusta really puts their money where their mouth as far as growing the game, and they do it. So good morning, and welcome to Masters Weekend 2024, 88th playing.
Because I never know who's listening to the show, I couldn't watch it at work yesterday. I had to work.
Well, I kept it out of my eye. I got a lot of work in, but I just watched out of my eye.
I watched it when I got home.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Anyway, let's get right on into it, because we've got a big Masters Edition show of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Want to remind our listeners that are on your way out to the golf course at Augusta.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's Augusta Ranch Golf Club is where they're going to play the Spring Fling Bunker Tour event. Hope you have a good time there today and enjoy yourselves on the golf course. It's going to be a lot of fun for you out there to be able to play that golf course, and from what I understand, is almost as pristine as Augusta National.
That's what I hear.
That's exactly right. So anyway, let's jump right into it with a little update on what went on last week in the world of golf. There was a plenty to talk about as far as it goes with the golf last week. The Texas Valero Open, or Valero Texas Open, as some would say, was won by a guy that once participated in the drive, chip,
and putt. Yeah.
When he was 10 years old.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Akshay Bhatia holds off a charging Denny McCarthy, firing a final 9, 28, and just couldn't get it done against Akshay, and he wins the Valero Texas Open and gets his spot in the Masters. It's his second PGA Tour victory.
Right.
But the first one didn't count
because it was an opposite field event.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, so Denny McCarthy.
Oh,
I mean, Akshay Bhatia had a great first three rounds.
Yep.
Absolutely no matter. And played
lead.
And played solid the fourth round.
Yeah. Yep.
But for Denny McCarthy to do what he did and then do what he did. And talk about from the outhouse or the penthouse to the outhouse.
Yeah.
To shoot 29 on the back nine to catch him and throw it into a playoff, and then just to chunk his wedge into the stream in front of the green. That was heartbreaking.
So bad,
but yeah, I'm happy for Denny McCarthy, played well. But it's kind of nice to see Akshay get his second win and
Akshay.
Akshay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
No, Akshay.
Akshay.
Yeah.
Akshay. My man, Akshay.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a body spray, Akshay?
Might be now.
But for him to get into the... And he's been playing so well this season. It was nice to see him get that ticket to the Masters tournament.
No worries for Akshay. He gets it done. He cool as a cucumber. There's nothing you can do about a guy
right.
charging.
Right.
like that.
You can't play defense on him.
You can't tackle him. So you let him go, and here's what he had to say after winning the Valero Texas Open.
Yeah, I just stuck to my game plan. I played great today. I kind of got the goal that I had in mind today, and Denny played unbelievable. I mean, you got to give him credit. It's hard because he's one of the best players out here, and when you see him get hot, it's scary, you know, because I had a six-shot lead going to the back nine, and then all of a sudden we're tied going into 18. So, and then, of course, he makes that putt, and man, what a crazy, crazy day.
Then he lays the sod over it in a playoff with a little wedge shot into a green.
Let me ask you this, Greg.
Yes.
Because Akshay had to get his shoulder taped up after he did his fist pump, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
and then
strange.
So he's waiting to hit his second or his third shot, right?
Right.
But he hit that after McCarthy dumped it in the water, right?
Right.
Now, so he knows he's pretty much, if he just hits the green. Now, would you have taken the time to get taped up to go so nobody could see you and get taped up?
If I recall, they taped him up before the playoff started because what happened? He dislocated his shoulder.
No, it wasn't before the playoff. He hit his tee shot. He called for his physio on the playoff.
He dislocated his shoulder making the fist pump.
Right. And then he hit his tee shot, and then he got down to his second shot, and they're trying to get his physio out there. He knocks a three-wood or the iron shot up there, and then he's getting ready to hit his wedge shot, and then Danny McCarthy dumps it in the water, and they're looking for the physio since he teed off. He wasn't going into four corners.
Right.
But then the physio got out there, and then they taped him up to hit the final shot of the full shot of the tournament. Maybe that's why he's who he is, and I'm who I am. I would have probably, after I saw McCarthy dump in the water, I said, oh, screw it. I'll hang on tight and just hit my wedge shot up there. But he didn't do that. I found that very interesting.
Yeah. It was quite the event, and it got him in, and they made a big to-do out of the fact that Akshay had the same day that the drive, chip, and putt was wrapping up, he was winning on the PGA Tour to be able to go back to the Masters and be the first drive, chip, and putt participant to be able to make it into the Masters, which is pretty remarkable. Stephen Fisk beats Rob Oppenheim on the first hole of a playoff on the Korn Ferry Club Car Championship. On the LPGA, for the fourth consecutive time, Nelly Korda wins the match play against Leona Maguire.
Yep.
And here's what she had to say when she was done, sounding a little shocked.
Yeah, I think it's just, you just have to lock in a little bit more, and I just love competing. I love golf. I've always said I don't see a golf course and I'm wowed by it. I have more like love the competition of it. I love competing against the girls, and it was a lot of fun to do that against Leona today as well.
Yeah. So Leona owned Nelly in the Solheim Cup, but Nelly took her down when it mattered and wins the T-Mobile match play, which got Nelly her fourth consecutive win. Her next opportunity to win will be, I think it's next week, in their first major of the year at the Chevron. They're playing at the Augusta National Women's Amateur, finished up last Saturday. And by the way, I was corrected by one of our listeners, and actually former co-host, that we are idiots.
How is Marty?
How's Tiffany?
It's not Champions Gate.
I know, it's Champions Retreat. I know, I got it. Oh, and that is what he got all excited about?
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, you guys are idiots.
Oh.
You don't even know what golf course they played.
Takes one to know one.
So anyway, Lottie Woad wins the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and it scores her some really nice tournaments to be able to play in, but here's what she had to say after she was done winning.
I knew
keen off only having a two-shot lead that I, at some point during the round, someone was probably going to overtake me, with it probably being scoreable, because I looked at the pins before and they were in some pretty nice locations. So I was prepared for someone to go low, and they did. So when I ended up being two back, I was kind of like, okay, I've got these birdie chances that they had, and just gave myself the chances at the end and luckily hold some putts. Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be like a nice stress-free day, but it was far from that. But in the end, it's a cool way to finish, so yeah.
Yeah, not too shabby. I think she birdied three of the last four holes. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations to Lottie Woad. Real quick, on the exhibition tour, Dean Burmester holds off Sergio. I couldn't have been more happy than holding off Sergio in a playoff to win the LIV Miami event. And Legion 13, the team, wins. That is captained by John Rahm, who is still winless as an individual. He has won twice as a team.
Well, yeah, and that's what it's all about.
And he's the one that says, I don't like the team format.
Right.
How do you like that team format now, John Rahm? All right, it is Masters Week. We're going to be all about the Masters the rest of the show, and kicking us off with our Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and host of the Bunker Tour today out at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, that is. And down live at Augusta National is the president of the PGA of America, Don Ray. Vice President. He's not president.
Soon to be president.
I early titled you there, Don. Welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a big day. It's Masters weekend, and we are hosting the event out at Augusta Ranch. But, yeah, I was calling a little bit late just because the traffic was a little crazy here. And, you know, obviously you can't take cell phones
on
the site. But, I'm in my parked car right now, very safe. So I'm looking forward to talking to you guys.
But, Don, it's not raining. As I recall, last year it was raining about this time when you called in.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, it was raining. Now the weather's great. There isn't a... The trees aren't moving at all. It was blowing yesterday. Ooh. We got sandblasted on 18 when that wind was blowing that sand out of the bunkers. But today, I'll tell you what, the birds are chirping, and it is perfect scoring conditions.
So, Don, how do you watch the golf tournament? Do you walk around, or do you find a hole to sit on and watch? What's your game plan when you go to the Masters?
I think as vice president, you know, there's a lot of PGA members that go here. We know now that because of the new portal, the PGA members get to get in for free. There's about 2,000 PGA professionals here. So I set up some chairs behind 18 where Karen and I sit, and then I hang out under the oak tree until that first group comes up 18 fairway because I see a lot of members, and I get to talk to them, and it's really cool. So we're basically working, but, you know, it's a good office, what can I tell you.
Now, is your lodging at a home or in a hotel?
We actually rent a home out on Champions Retreat, where they played the ANWA. So it's we've been out there actually, you know, with Arcus just purchasing that golf course. They've had a really cool Top Tracer activation. Obviously, you guys know we have Top Tracer at Augusta Ranch. So I've been, you know, meeting with and talking to the Arcus people and the Top Tracer people this week out there on the ranch. So it's been fun. It's a little bit further away than a house we used to have. It's about 30 minutes away, but it's such a cool place because it's right on the golf course.
Yeah, Champions Retreat is a pretty cool joint. But now let me ask you a question, Don. If you ever get confused and somebody tells you to take a right on Martinez Way, they really mean Martinez, okay? Just that's the Augusta pronunciation.
Yeah, they do pronounce it a little bit different in Arizona as opposed to Georgia. So, yeah. Well, then there's a lot of things like that, right? Hey, I'll tell you what. As PGA members, obviously, it's the greatest benefit that we get, and we're always so grateful of it. But we lay low out here. We watch the tournament. We try to pronounce everything correctly and enjoy the fact that, Chairman Ridley allows us to come out here every year, all of our members. So it's so cool. I mean, it's just so cool.
It is.
So pimento and cheese or egg salad?
Egg salad, absolutely. Although I've been trying the mix. Someone told me to do this.
Yes.
You take the pimento a little, you take the one slice off, boom, and you put it with an egg salad. I actually dig it. I think that's my best combination so far.
Don, you got to take the chicken sandwich and pimento cheese, combine them. And then you got some fire.
I got fire there. All right. Yeah, I'll give it a shot today. I'll let you know.
That's going to cost you $3.
Wow. You can't lose much, dude.
That's worth a shot.
You can't go broke at the Masters tournament unless you go and spend about $10,000 or $11,000 in the merchandise tent.
Exactly.
When you go to the Masters, what is your spend, if you can say, in the golf shop or in their merchandise facility?
No, if Kurt's listening right now, he might go, what? Obviously, Kurt Hudak, my business partner at Augusta Ranch. But, you know, handing out, you know, Master shirts to our staff is a really cool benefit. So I'd buy a lot of shirts. I mean, it was over 5,000.
Oh!
To the point where they actually came up to me and said, well, you get to ship it right then. So it's super easy. The UPS shipping that Augusta sets up is just amazing. It's so fast you get in and out of there. But, yeah, they actually came up to me and said, hey, what are you doing with these shirts?
Right.
Like, you know, because I'm sure that they're worried people might try to resell them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, no, they're absolutely gifts for the staff, you know, at the golf course that I run. So it was interesting. But you can get there quickly. You know, the shirts aren't priced like sandwiches, that's for sure.
Well, Don, has there been anything at Augusta National, the Masters, that has surprised you this year that is not the same as it was in previous editions? Or is it everything's just, I know there's been some changes to the golf course, but is everything just kind of just clicking along status quo and there's no big surprises?
No big surprises at all. No, it's just smoother. You know, the way they get everybody in and out of the golf course, it's really sometimes hard to really see the changes that they make. Mm-hmm. You just kind of end up experiencing it and you're like, oh, this is a little, like, oh, they must have changed this. You know, it's, they're very savvy and intuitive, you know, in the way that which do things, whether it's parking or the bathrooms or, you know, wherever they move and buildings just show up. I mean, it looks like some of these buildings have been here for years, but like, dude, that's a new building. I mean, no doubt about it.
So it's
very impressive. This week for us has been a little different just because a lot of FaceTime happening, obviously, and what's going on in the industry right now. And everybody's talking to everybody. We, you know, we've had FaceTime with the tour. We're having FaceTime with the USGA. We're having FaceTime with the manufacturers. And, you know, I think since we're pretty far past COVID now, we're getting back to the habit of face-to-face is better than anything. Mm-hmm. And everybody is here. So why wouldn't we, you know, get to work a little bit and shake some hands and just build relationship? No big decisions are being made. We're just building relationships so that if things do pop up, we know that we can make a quick call to the person and not rely on emails, you know?
So Fred Ridley came out emphatically on Wednesday and made his comments that the Masters tournament would be 100% behind the USGA's rollback. How is the PGA of America's stance? Because he had said he was hoping that the USGA or that the PGA and the PGA Tour would get on board with this. What has been the PGA of America's stance now?
Yeah, it hasn't changed. We're very happy they got away from bifurcation. We're happy they pushed it to 2028 and 2030. We do think that's still a little problematic on balls floating around and literally PGA golf professionals having to police, say, is that a 2025 Pro V1 or a 2030 Pro V1? I mean, there will literally be vintages of balls in my opinion of like, oh man, what do you got, dude? You got a 2023 Pro V1? Cause I heard I can get an extra five, right? So I think, you know, we haven't changed. We would like to see them lower that speed a little bit more. We really do. We told them this in the meeting that we had this week is like, certainly appreciate moving the bifurcation, certainly appreciates moving the dates out, but we still think you should come back. When we talk to our manufacturer friends who do a lot of great things for our 30,000 members, we do want to have their backs a little bit here. So we've had active discussions, you know, with TaylorMade, Callaway, and Acushnet, and just to see where they're at. And so we still think we'd like to talk a little bit more. And, you know, Chairman Ridley, it's awesome, you know, that he's supporting the USGA like that. And I think for us, we want to support him. We just would like to see a couple things change. So we'll see. We believe it's that we're still conversating, and we certainly did yesterday when we met with him. And let's just see what happens. But our stance hasn't changed, Greg.
All right. One final question for you. The Bunker Tour is out at Augusta Ranch today for the Spring Fling. And with every one of our events, we always tie a charity as a benefactor to the tournament. And this year, or this week at your facility, it is PGA Hope. Tell our listeners what PGA Hope is and if there's any chance that they can get involved and help or donations.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because anytime I get an opportunity about BJ Hope, it's a great opportunity. It's helping our Patriots everywhere. And the reason it's a little different than most veterans programs is BJ of America has a deal with the Veterans Administration, the VA. And literally doctors there can prescribe a golf lesson with a PGA golf professional who's been trained in adaptive lessons, above the knee, below the knee, PTSD, you know, and we can get them out of their house, that suicide rate's at 20 plus. Mm-hmm. And it's proven that you know, the PGA, we do a lot of programs that change lives, but we only do one that saves them. And that's certainly PJ Hope. So we obviously embrace that program at Augusta Ranch. We hope everybody does. You can go to pjareach.org, where all of our 501c3 activities happen with the PGA of America, because we are a C6 as an association, a C3 as a charity, and Hope is one of those pillars. And so, yeah, if everybody could give a little to that, I promise you, we are laying hands on veterans and on clubs, and they're getting it airborne, and it's saving their lives because it's getting them out of the house.
That's fantastic.
Well, I lied. I've got one more question for you. Who's going to win tomorrow?
Brother, I have to go Max Holman. The reason I say it is because the man, about 3 years ago, it's PGA Junior League Championships out of Greyhawk, and we said, hey, can you come out for 30 minutes and see the kids? And he stayed for 8 hours. Wow. He did putting competitions with him, chipping. He went on the golf course with them, and he had a joy on his face. And so a man like that, you know, to see him playing very consistently in a tough day yesterday, I love Scheffler, you know, and there's a lot of great players, but I'm going to be pulling for Max Homa. He's from Arizona. He loves, you know, what we do up there at Greyhawk with the drive, chip, and putt, the championships, or the PGA Junior League Championship, I'm sorry, when they hosted it. So let's go for Max. You know, let's go for like a little 12-under Max Homa on
there
Sunday.
There you go.
That's
Con Ray, thanks,
Con,
bringing
for
it.
Joining us. Have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing you down the road here back in Arizona.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate the relationship at Augusta Ranch. You know, it's very nice of you. We consider you guys friends and partners, and have a great Masters weekend.
Thanks, Don.
That's Don Ray, your vice president of the PGA.
Soon to be president of America.
President of the PGA of America. You're listening to the
Masters. No, he's going to be president of America.
I know. You're listening to the Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, I've been saying it for the last several weeks now. If you're not wearing the Man-a-Man Grove golf shoes by Athlons, you're missing out. It absolutely is a great stabilizing golf shoe. They have patented sports footwear technology that immediately helps improve golfers' athletic performance. It gives you the driving distance, better accuracy, and more importantly, more stability through your swing. Tim Markeson patented his NV technology that directs more force toward the body to allow golfers more control, power, and stability with less wear and tear on your body. And boy, can I attest to that. So check out the special that's out there for the Man of Man Grove Pros. You get 15% off at bunkergolf.com by using the promo code B2B. But more importantly, if you go out to Augusta Ranch today, between 10 and 2, you're going to have a chance to be fit for a pair of the Athlon shoes and get 30% off using the B2B code. Or $50 off, sorry. It's $50 off, not 30%. It's $50 off. So get out there and get between 10 and 2 to the top tracer range, and get fit and get $50 off your purchase of your Athlons golf shoes. Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley. The Action Indian community is small but mighty, with award-winning enterprises like the amazing Southern Dunes Golf Course, all the family fun that can be had at the Action Circle Multitainment Center, and of course, the beautiful staycation spot that is Harrah's, with its newly renovated pool and multiple award-winning restaurants on site. The Action Indian community built all of this to give back to this great state. When I first met Action Chairman Robert Miguel, he talked about his experiences growing up in Maricopa, growing up to want to give back, and stress to me the Action community will continue to do whatever it can to have a positive impact on the state of Arizona and the kids of Maricopa. Go experience all their enterprises. Harrah's Resort, the Action Circle Multitainment Center, and Southern Dunes Golf Course. Because through them, Action gives back to us all. It's why we say we all win with Action.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
In his past life, Jim Hill was one of the pits.
Oh, Gladys died in the pit. This is a great. Let this one run.
We've got to get back.
Yeah, we don't have time, the pips are doing their thing
so
behind
it. Off the rails already, that it's ridiculous.
You guys like to talk too much.
I know you
this
do.
This is the Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and with that said, we need to jump right on into the leaderboard. The leaderboard looks like this. Sitting at the top of the leaderboard at 6 under par are Max Homa, Bryson DeChambeau, and number one in the world, Scottie Scheffler. Sitting in fourth place alone by himself, Nicolai Højgaard. So no Rasmus.
No Rasmus. So, is Rasmus on the bag?
Could be.
Yeah.
Cam Davis. There's a Cam show out there. I would love if all three Cams played together. That'd be hilarious. Cam Davis and Colin Morikawa are at 3 under par. Ludvig Åberg sitting at 2 under par, just 4 shots
his
back.
His rookie appearance. Don't be surprised if he's in the mix, kids.
He looks so good.
Doesn't
he? This guy is absolutely going to break out and tear it up one of these days, and this could be the weekend that it happens. Matthew Pavone at 1 under par, along with Cam Young, Tommy Fleetwood, Danny Willett, past champion, Ryan Fox at 1 under par, and Ben Ahn are at 1 under, along with Cam Smith. So you've got Cam Smith at 1 under, Cam Young at 1 under, and Cam Davis at 3 under.
Yeah.
It could be very interesting.
How far back is too far back right now, guys?
Ooh. I would say, honestly,
yeah,
somebody 7 shots back could possibly win at Augusta. And you know who's 7 shots back?
Tiger Woods.
Set a new record for consecutive cuts made at Augusta?
Tiger Woods.
1 over par, shot 73 in the first round, 72 the second round. Does he have it in him with the winds going to only be blowing 10 to 15 miles an hour today? So it's going to be like a calm day compared
to answer your question, CQ, how far is too far? Yeah. It's depending on the weather. Either way, so if it does come up, you know, a guy like Sahith Theegala yesterday made triple on three and played the rest of the way 1 under par. Yeah. So he hung in there. He got right into the draw. He got late early, and that's just lucky. Yeah. But if the wind kicks up and a guy can just hang in there,
right,
he's going to vault up the leaderboard. Now, if the wind lays down, it's benign conditions. Listen, there's 65s out there. And so a guy shoots 65-65 Saturday and Sunday,
yep,
he's going to be passing a lot of people. So I would say, man, seven shots back, it's an ask. It's a big ask, but it's not impossible.
You got to have the leaders go backwards a little bit, too.
Well, yeah, but if it's, listen, if somebody goes out early and throws out a little 65, and I mean early, a mid-pack, that, I think, is going to send the roars through the pines at Augusta. And that's what that is. Just there's fireworks that you're going to see today and tomorrow, I think.
Luke List making your biggest move right now. He is 3 under par through two holes.
Wow, Eaglet.
Wow. So starts out birdie, eagle. Hasn't been a lot of noise out there at Augusta yet. We'll see.
Maybe
if
today,
moving
then,
day brings on some more loud noise out there. Hideki Matsuyama 2 under on his round today. When we come back, we've got so much more to talk about at the Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show every Saturday morning for 34 years. We've been bringing it to you live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Derek Hall, President and CEO of the D-backs.
What is the organizational viewpoint on how a team can be so locked in early and yet so sleepy late in games? Offensively.
We're trying to get baseball to change the rules where it's just a one-inning game. We're going to be really, really good.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf. May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC General Manager Chris Scott. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Dave? Did you know that if you need to get your vehicle serviced, you can drop it off at Liberty GMC before 10 p.m. and our service team will work on it all night long to have it ready for you to be picked up by the next day? Also, this month we're having huge savings, like $12,000 off the brand new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500.
Your dollar always goes further at Liberty GMC. Shop and buy online all the time at LibertyGMCAZ.com. GMC, we are professional. Grade.
Hey, it's Vince Murata here with Mike Carpata, owner of Bumblebee Plumbing, and Mike, clogged drains are a pain, but you got a solution, right?
You got it. For a limited time, Bumblebee Plumbing is offering a clogged drain solution like no other. For just $93, we'll swing by and unclog that drain, plus we'll throw in a free camera inspection.
And no hidden fees, Bumblebee Plumbing stands behind their service with a buzzworthy guarantee.
You have my word.
Unclog that drain for just $93 and a free camera inspection. Call 623-404-0233 or check out Bumblebee Plumbing. AZ.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez is up to bat for Sanderson Ford. Here's a pitch from Sanderson Ford president David Kimmerle. It looks like a changeup. And he knocks it out of the park for a home run. Gonzo is going out to the mound to have a few words with David.
David, did you really think you were going to get me with a 69-mile-an-hour changeup?
We're celebrating our 69th anniversary, and everyone is going to get a home run deal on over 500 new Fords on the lot.
Now, during the Mighty Fine 69 anniversary sale, get home run deals like these.
Get Mighty Fine 1.9 APR financing for 72 months on new F-150 trucks. Get 0% APR financing for 66 months, plus $1,000 flex buy cash on new Escapes.
2023 models OEC through Ford Motor Credit. Not valid on Raptor and Tremor. Offers expire May 31st.
That's the savings at Sanderson Ford.
Sanderson Ford is a proud partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Sanderson Ford.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here with Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, talking about 401ks. I've always heard that 401ks were great, but you're telling me something different.
Well, 401ks are great when you're employed there. However, if you're no longer employed, you probably don't want to keep that 401k with your old employer, and you probably don't want to roll that old 401k into your new employer's plan.
Really? Why is that?
Well, most 401ks have limited investment options and can cost you thousands of dollars more in fees. And that's true even if you roll it over into your new employer's 401k. You also lose a lot of control by leaving your 401k with your old employer. If the company sells or merges, they often freeze it.
That is great insight. If you have a 401k with an old employer, stop what you're doing and call Trajan Wealth, 480-990-3300. That's 480-990-3300. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
This brings me back to the innocence of my ute when
I... Did you get the theme yet?
Yeah, songs about Georgia. That was easy. That's an annual theme. But I remember when I was a kid and we'd watch the Globetrotters.
Midnight Train to Pips wasn't.
Midnight Train to Georgia?
Was it?
Oh!
An American Pie moment.
Yes!
I just threw that in there for you. I wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so anyway.
But when I was a kid, you know, I would watch the Globetrotters on Wide World of Sports on ABC.
Right.
And when I was a little
guy. Who they beat every night?
Oh, the Washington Generals.
Yes, exactly.
And I used to think it was a real.
Oh, I did, too. It's like wrestling.
I was like, why don't NBA teams, why don't the Phoenix Suns run around and do that
stuff? Right? Exactly.
All right, seems so like a good strategy. They win all
one
the time.
Of your one of your co-leaders, Max Homa. Oh, by the way, I've just got to get this out there. May 6th through the 12th.
Yes.
The Epson Tour is going to be at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Golf Course.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
For their Carlisle Arizona Women's Championship.
Yep.
Right? Well, our listeners have a chance to be able to walk inside the rope with the future pros of the LPGA Tour, and it's for round two. So what you want to do is go to bunkergolf.com and get signed up, and we're going to do a drawing for it and be able to have a chance to be able to do that. There will also be family four-pack giveaways, and two lucky grand prize winners will walk inside the ropes with the pros with full VIP hospitality. So go to bunkergolf.com and get signed up. You don't have to just be a Bunker member. Anybody can win this. So go to bunkergolf.com. All right. And we'll let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions.
Thank you, Bill.
I have to tell you, I have been absolutely pain-free for the last 9 days now.
Wow,
I don't know what happened. And
it's that magic dust Bill sprinkled on you.
And my workouts and everything have just become amazing. It's like I'm a new person or something. I don't understand it.
Fantastic.
But anyway, give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 or go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com. Get your $100 off your first program and a free consultation. All right. So anyway, the par three champion or competition happened.
Yep.
Ricky Fowler stuck a fork in himself.
Yep.
Barely made the cut.
But he didn't make it. But he's moving up today.
But he walked away with Crystal by being the par three champion.
Now let me ask you a question. Does he get do the par three contestants make any money, or is it just Crystal?
It's just Crystal.
But you know, so if you're going to win the par three, you get a big old crystal ball, and it's Edson that goes in your trophy cabinet. You know, I think, that's a pretty good deal. But that par three tournament crystal, Masters tournament crystal, and the Champions Dinner, that's a triumvirate of awesomeness.
No. Question about that, and so anyway, we heard from our leaders, Max Homa, talking about the six-hour round yesterday. 88 players on the golf course.
There's a lot of that. Hours. A lot of that was due to the weather. It won't be 6 hours.
Here's what Max had to say.
obviously been quite difficult out there. I struck the ball really well. I've really done everything quite well on the golf course, but most proud of what's gone on with our course management and just controlling thoughts and expectation and all that. So it's been fun, and I feel like these conditions have helped almost lean into the patience and all the things you hear, the cliches. So I feel like I've done a great job of that, and then hit some really good golf shots alongside that. So it's been quite fun. I am very glad to be inside, I will say.
Interestingly enough, they probably were there 10 hours.
Oh, easily.
Because they get there 2 hours ahead of time to be able to get a little bite to eat, right, get their warm-up in, and then go out and play a six-hour round of golf.
Some of them are finishing up the day before, too.
Like Max, probably had to stick around and do some media stuff. So
hit some balls.
So it was almost like a real job yesterday. They had to put 8 hours of work in yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really glad to see Max Homa playing well. I thought maybe he was, I don't say done, but he's gained so much popularity on social media. He's won a couple tournaments, and I was like, all right, you got to do something.
Yeah, he's got to get a major.
But Max Homa is one of two men in the field to have shot back-to-back under par rounds.
Yep.
He and Colin Morikawa. Homa shot 67-71. Morikawa shot 71-70. Wow. The big drop-off, and I was surprised, and Bryson DeChambeau went late and early, but not early, super early, and shot 65-73. That 73... I was kind of surprised by that 73, especially making three bogeys on the back and not birdieing 15. So he bogeyed 18, he's – watch out.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think that his 65 was an anomaly, and I think the 73 – Bryson DeChambeau has never finished – higher than what, 17th or something in the Masters, maybe last year he finished what, 6th or something.
Yeah, he was top 10 to last year,
but he's never had a good finish. And I think you're going to see Bryson DeChambeau is probably going to shoot 72 today. He's probably going to shoot 72, 73 tomorrow, and not win another Augusta green jacket. But well, Scotty Scheffler, on the other hand, is dialed in, baby. He hasn't shot a round over par since 2000.
That is crazy.
So, yeah, Scotty Scheffler was the odds-on favorite going in. I saved him for my player this week, and he's proving me to be very insightful. I've been just taking it on the chin all year, but Scotty Scheffler, I was worried I'd kiss a death him.
Right.
I was worried he was going to shoot 80-80. But, Scheffler, he had to be the odds-on guy. Rory McIlroy, who I had a thought about, and I was not alone in it, right. I thought he was starting to, he's trending the right direction, he's building, trying to peak for a major. It's kind of like a swimmer in the Olympics trying to peak for the Olympics. 71 first round, I thought, okay, here we go, boy, but the wind ate him up yesterday.
He hit one drive, apex, 143 feet high.
Did you see what he hit on 18? He made a great par on 18. He hit the, he just blocked it dead right. There was a monkey in one of those trees that spit it out back into the first cut. He had 231 to the green. While the players in the group in front of him were still on the green, he hit his shot, and then he got it up and down. So it was kind of surprising. But Rory, I just really think that there are so many inner demons of close calls that it is just it's consuming him. And he is so upset that Bryson DeChambeau has five majors and he is stuck on four. So I don't think this is not going to be his year. And Koepka, sorry. It's not going to be his year, but, he's sticking around. So, it's Scheffler's my horse. He's been my horse since the beginning. I'm sticking with him.
So Scotty Scheffler is tied for the lead at 6 under par. And he had to work his tail off yesterday, and here's what he had to say about his finish.
Yeah, it's definitely rewarding. Like I said, it was extremely challenging out there, and you know, I'm proud of how I finished. I had, I would say, three really good pars to finish the round. You know, three really nice two putts. Yeah, good par on 14. I can't really say it was a good par on 15, but really, anytime you make a par on a day like today is typically a good par. So yeah, definitely feeling pretty good with the results from today, and you know, excited to get some rest and get ready for tomorrow.
It will be very interesting to watch these guys come out today without having the 45-mile-an-hour gusts of wind. Mm-hmm. And it will be interesting to see the difference in the green speed today, because they had to be a little cautious yesterday and not mow the greens to what they normally would.
Good point.
But did you see 18 with all the sand on it? It looked like it was top dress. All the sand was one of the bunker. Exactly. It was crazy.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue our Masters edition. We're going to take you back to Tuesday to the Champions Dinner. We're going to talk a little bit about Fred Ridley's state of the Masters. And we're going to talk about, we're going to hear from Tiger Woods on the conditions the first 2 days. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. For over 34 years, we've been bringing it to you live. We bring it to you on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. Every day, I wear my Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. On or off the golf course, doesn't matter. I wear my Green Wolf sunglasses. They're specifically made for golfers. They bring all the colors, shading, and clarity of the golf course in to play so you can see well. It's like high def and a whole new way to play your game. What's really cool, though, is Shady Rays is constantly releasing new styles and new lenses that give you eyewear choices specifically designed for all of your activities. Golfing, boating, driving, beach time, fashion, or just plain chilling. It's all there at Shady Rays. And really cool thing is, if you scratch them, they replace them. If you lose them, they replace them. So who does that in the eyewear business? Nobody. So if you want to get your Shady Rays, go to bunkergolf.com for the Bunker to Bunker special, 30% off using the promo code B2B. You can do that online or at shadyrays.com or the Kierlin Commons store. Go get your Shady Rays today.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley. I'm sitting here with Tim Lee. He's the owner-operator of Moving Team 6. And Timmy, there are many things that have changed in the moving industry. What are some of the moving trends right now in the industry?
Moving has changed a lot. We try to just keep things simple. Anybody can go out there and roll a dolly and pick up some things, but to load up two 26-footers in a few hours and unload it without damaging anything, wrapping it, packing it, there's a lot more to it than people think, and I think that's why we put it on our shoulders, to take that heavy load off of people's minds.
What really has changed in the last couple of years? Has anything?
It seems like there's a lot more people in the market. Every customer, every detail, every little nuance that goes into moving, if you're just doing it as a part-time gig, you're not going to be really good at it.
Brothers and sisters, you don't need to master moving trends. Moving Team 6 has already done that. Go to movingteam6.com for more information. That's movingteam6.com. Your move is their mission.
The 2023 and 2024 All-Inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the card holder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
It's Lisa Lund, and I want to share some success the Lund team has provided our clients over the years. We've been saving our clients on average $800 a month. That's almost $10,000 a year in savings. So many of us have been feeling the burden of credit card debt, and you are not alone. You've heard us on the radio for over 20 years, and our success has come from helping people just like you. Let our team show you how we can help you start saving today. Go to LundMortgage.com. That's L-U-N-D Mortgage.com.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Calvisi here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Built Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country. And the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, built Ford tough. And the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims, the Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room, and you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone. Gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E. 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford fits your future at buyfordnow.com.
Boswell Skaggs.
He tours occasionally with one of the guys from Steely Dan and Michael McDonald. The Dukes of September or something. I would love to see those guys.
Boss Gags. I've seen him. I've seen him. And he's so good. Can you imagine that? Hi, I'm Fred. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm Balls.
All right. They had the champions dinner on Tuesday. Did you see the photo, Jim?
I did.
Of all the champions that were there, 33 past champions were in attendance. And Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Raymond Floyd, Phil Mickelson, John Rahm, all of the recent players. I think Charles Cootey, well, let's see, Jack and Gary are probably older than Charles Cootey, but he would have been the next. Vijay Singh, I'd forgotten that Vijay Singh had won there. Fred Couples, all these guys are there. Well, Tom Watson kind of stole the show a little bit. He had some words on the golf's state of affairs and ended the joviality of the dinner.
He just kind of shut it down.
Yeah. Wow. He got up at the end of the champions dinner and made a talk, and he said, well, we all know golf is fractured with the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour are doing the different things they are doing, he said. You know, I got up at the champions dinner, and it was really a wonderful event. We were sitting down, and we were having great stories about Seve, and people were laughing. And I said to Mr. Ridley, do you mind if I say something about being here together with everybody? And Ridley said, please do. So he said, I'm looking around the room and seeing just a wonderful experience everybody is having. They are jovial. They are having a great time. They're laughing. I said, ain't it good to be together again? And there was a kind of a pall of joviality. What is pall?
Stop. Cease in it.
Pause. Yeah.
And quieted down, and then Raymond Floyd got up and said it was time to leave.
Yeah, time to go, boys.
It must have been 8 o'clock.
Right? Yeah, no, it was 9. They went till 9.
Wow,
yeah.
They lasted till 9. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. And in a sense, I hope the players themselves took that to say, you know, we have to do something. We have to do something, is what Tom Watson said. I think it was probably totally inappropriate, in my opinion, for Tom Watson to say
without
something
a doubt.
There. But as a Masters champion, he has
he gets
right
to do
to be
that.
Able to do that, absolutely.
Well, looking at the picture, okay, it's a really interesting picture, and you see how everybody lined up. Dustin Johnson going black shirt under the green jacket. Craig Stadler going blue shirt under the green jacket. I recognize everybody except for one person, and I just can't figure out who it is, and Greg will correct me here in a minute. But you look at this picture. And Craig Stadler looks like he is up to something.
All right.
You know, Nicholas is, I don't know if he's slumping in his chair or if he's just that short.
He's short and he's hunched over. He really walks. He's got to get something done with his back.
And of course, Gary Player looks like he's ready to tackle somebody, out of his seat. But it's just an interesting picture with Scheffler and VJ standing next to each other. Scheffler, VJ, and Hideki are all in the back row. Tiger's third row center. And it's just kind of interesting how, you know, the front row, Raymond Floyd, Nicholas, Fred Ridley, John Rahm, Ben Crenshaw, and I'm not sure who is that, Greg? And then,
that's Raymond Floyd.
No, Raymond Floyd's over here.
No.
This is Raymond.
Tommy Aaron.
Tommy Aaron, thank you. Yeah, that's right. But it's just interesting, the front row, and they say they don't really assign positions for the picture. I say au contraire. They
that
must.
That's age right there. That's age right there. Well, Fred Ridley, as he does every year, gives a State of the Masters address. And this year, he was quite succinct in what he had to say about the game of golf and where it is and where it needs to go. And obviously, one of the things that he has always said is that no matter what, the best players in the game of golf will always be welcome at the Masters. He also went on to talk about the fact that the golf that they 100% support the rollback by the USGA in hopes that the PGA and PGA Tour get on board with it. He said, where's this quote? He said, "I've said this in the past, and I hope we will not play the Masters at 8,000 yards, but that is likely to happen in not the too distant future under current standards." Now, interestingly enough, when Augusta National was first played, it was a 6,900-yard golf course.
Right.
It is stretched out to where they're playing over 7,600 yards this year. And I even heard somebody say, some golf talk show or something, and the idiot said that they might play it at 8,000 yards this week.
Nah.
I'm thinking, you are such a blooming idiot. Fred Ridley did not say that. He sees that one day it could get to that. I don't see it happening because that golf course just presents too many different challenges that it really doesn't need to be longer than what it is at 7,600 yards.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a lot of things they can do agronomically that we've spoke on ad nauseum.
Oh,
the worst idea I've heard this week about Augusta National came from Vijay Singh. And I don't know if it's the Champions Dinner or what, but he did make the cut. He was throwing out the idea of lengthening number 12. Now, number 12 is the only hole on the golf course that has not been altered in some way, shape, or form from the original playing of the Augusta National Championship. And I think if they touch 12, I just hope they don't. Because, yes, he said, we used to hit 7-8 irons. Now the guys are hitting wedges. But the thing about 12 is the mystery surrounding the wind and how you can stand on that tee, and I don't care if you have an 8-iron or a wedge in your hand, and hit what you think is a perfect shot, and the swirling winds above the pine trees start playing with it, and all of a sudden it's in the back bunker or it's in the water up front. So I really, and Fred Ridley said, the 8th hole will never change during my tenure, or the 12th hole, excuse me, will never change during my tenure as chairman.
Yeah, he highly emphasized that 12 is an iconic hole,
yep,
and it will emphatically not be touched. He also emphatically shut down a reporter that asked a question about, when are you going to have a women's professional tournament at Augusta National? And Fred Ridley said, we really have limited period, or it goes, to have another tournament of any kind would be very difficult based on our season. Based on the fact that it is essentially a winter-spring course, he continued, it's not open in the summer. It doesn't play the way we want it to play in the fall for a tournament. And then he talked about, and we saw that when Dustin Johnson won, and then he kind of snickered. He goes on to say, we really have a limited period of time we could play an additional event. We close in the third week of May, then add the element of the sort of mystique and magic, and, you know, we need to make sure that we really respect the mystique and magic of the Masters, so we would have to think long and hard to have another tournament.
Well, I'm not against having a women's tournament there. However, I will say this about that.
Well, they do.
Well, yeah, but the mystique and the aura needs to be maintained. And Golf World, hey, Golf World people, listen, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. We have the Masters, we have the Drive, Pitch, and Putt, we have the Augusta National Women's Amateur. You know, they're giving a lot.
Yes.
They are giving a lot. Let's just say thank you.
Sometimes and, too much is not a good thing.
Right, exactly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to make the turn, and we're going to have a little trivial knowledge.
Trivial knowledge.
How did the holes at Augusta National earn their name?
Ooh.
You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show, and we're number one because of this next story that we're going to touch on.
Yes.
We do it every Saturday morning live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The Cardinals pick a wideout who could become the next Larry Fitzgerald, or trade down from number four in exchange for multiple first-round picks.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is rare. He's a very unique talent. I think you sit there and say, let's not overthink this. We made the trade last year to get ourselves in this situation. Go help Kyler Murray and go get a star wide receiver at four. Stay there. Do not get cute.
Draft coverage presented by Bud Light. Get breaking NFL and Cardinals news from Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Bunker to Bunker listeners, the only thing better than watching the Masters on Masters weekend would be going out and playing your own round of golf where you can play somewhere that's an affordable rate. That's the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia. That's right. You can go out and play at the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia. The golf course conditions are better than ever. The greens are fantastic. And they've got V's Tap Room where you can have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. And a wood-fired pizza. Make sure you go to BunkerGolf.com. And for the month of April, so you still have about 17 days left, that you can take advantage of the $69 afternoon round. That's right, $69 to play 18 holes. You can tee off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, get finished by 6:30 at the latest, stop in, have a microbrew and a pizza. What better could you have than that? And don't forget that the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia's popular junior golf camps are coming in June. It's a fantastic way to introduce them to the great game and build for beginners and intermediate players. Don't wait to sign up. Go to TrilogyGolfClub.com today and sign up for the junior camps. And make sure you get out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Estancia, the best in the West.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great
great prices with two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman. Now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate today at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K. Your car can be picked up as soon as the next day. Receive a tax deduction and vacation voucher.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Charlie Daniels Band.
In Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind.
He was way behind. He was looking to make a deal.
When he came across this young man, saw an old...
I have a little problem with your sound on these.
And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump.
Can't hear the vocals.
Talk to your board up.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too. If you make that bet, if you take that bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best I've ever been.
All right, welcome back as we make the turn on moving day at the Bunker Edition, the Masters Edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We've got a couple things to get to because basically we are totally off the rails, but that's all right, you know.
It's the Masters Edition. We can do that.
That's exactly right. And before we get into what is going to be real important when I ask you what time it is,
yes,
we're going to get into, I was curious. I said, Greg, asked myself, Greg.
Well, you're a journalist.
Yeah.
So.
How did those names come about?
Right.
For the holes at Augusta National? Well, here's how. This article was written by Sevtozar Pavlovi.
Or an AI bot.
Maybe. It could be. You never know. But anyway, it goes like this. There are more than 350 varieties of plants on the golf course, and names of the golf courses were given the honor of the plant life around them, of the holes. So, the Berkman's Nursery. So you know about Berkman, right?
Right? Before it was Berkman's, it was actually an indigo farm, and then they became a nursery.
Well, it was founded in 1858 in Augusta by Louis Matthau Edward Berkman's. So Berkman's had the property in 1858.
Right.
And his son Prosper Jules Alphonse Berkman's.
Wow. Prosper.
The grounds later became the site of Augusta National Golf Club. Both the Berkman's were natives of Belgium and immigrated to the United States during the 1850s. The younger, Prosper, was a university-educated horticulturist who received a degree in France. He received a degree in France, or did he receive it in horticulture?
His horticulture degree came from France.
Okay.
Ricky's carrying his own bag. What the heck?
How about that? So, anyway, the Berkmans were also responsible for introducing a wide variety of fruits and ornamental plants to the south in their family-operated Fruitland Nursery from 1858 to 1918. During this time, the Berkman family introduced many plants, shrubs, and trees to the southeast. Today, Augusta National, home of the Masters Tournament, settles the former parcel of the Fruitland Nurseries. And when the golf champion Bobby Jones and Clifford Roberts designed the golf course, the two sons of Prosper Berkman assisted them in the landscape design. Louis Alphonse Berkman's, Prosper's son, decided where to plant each of the 18 varieties, and now the names for the holes. So here are the names of the holes. Hole number one, tea olive. Number two, pink olive. Number three.
No, number two is pink dogwood.
Or pink dogwood, excuse me, pink dogwood. Number three, flowering peach. What's number four, Jim?
Number four is my favorite. It sounds so nice. Flowering. crab apple.
The fifth hole is magnolia, sixth hole juniper, seventh hole pampas, eighth hole yellow jasmine, ninth hole Carolina cherry, 10th hole camellia, 11th white dogwood, 12 golden bell, 13 azalea,
yep,
obviously, 14 Chinese fir, 15 fire thorn, 16 red bud, 17 nandia, and 18 is holly.
Now, isn't that interesting? You'd have thought that maybe somewhere in there, instead of, you know, they got Carolina, they got their neighboring state named, and they've got Chinese fir. Don't you think they could have put one of those holes as Georgia peach?
I know, right?
I would have thought so.
All right, so also this week that goes on was the Champions Dinner.
Right.
All right. Well, we talked about that already, but Nick Faldo decided to give his contributions to the dinner in talking about the worst Masters Champions Dinner. And he said this. He said the best and at least the best menus in the past years have long been the topic. Jack Nicklaus called one of the recent ones the best dinner ever had. Jack said that he really enjoyed John Rahm's dinner,
yeah, exactly,
but couldn't pronounce anything, so yeah, he thinks it, he doesn't know what it was.
And it is a little spicy for some of them.
Yeah.
Brisket there.
Exactly. So anyway, he said the worst Masters dinner was Bubba Watson. We had Chuck E. Cheese. We had a little hamburger, a little corn, or a little ice in our little ice cream, and we had a milkshake as well. And not only did he do it the first time, but he did it in 2015 again when he rolled out the same menu. But he did have a Caesar salad, chicken breast, green beans, mashed potatoes, macaroni, cheese, corn, confetti cake, and vanilla ice cream. So, and Faldo called Bubba Watson's meal the happy meal from McDonald's.
Right. And he claimed his best, the best one was his fish and chips.
Yeah.
Now, Greg, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know, there's an homage to where your country or region of origin is.
Right.
So, if I won the Masters, they would expect me to do some Southwest Arizona stuff. I think, and I'm going to ask you what yours would be, I think I would just kind of go chalk. I would have some really good steaks, you know, some twice-baked potato, a great salad, maybe, you know, some sort of chocolate decadent cake, mm-hmm, you know, some great red wine. And a couple of nice...
So no imagination whatsoever.
A couple of nice bourbons. No, I'm telling you, I'm just going chalk. Okay. Now, if I won it a second time, I might get a little fancier.
Good.
But then that's...
Let's dream big.
And that's probably not going to happen. That's about as likely as me winning the lottery. But Greg, what would your champion's dinner be?
Well, first of all, serve every one of those guys a 16-ounce porterhouse.
And that's what I'm saying. You go with a nice steak and everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, mine would be from my heritage. I would go Lebanese menu,
yes,
and oh my gosh, it would be absolutely to die for. For you folks that don't know what all these things are, but grape leaves,
yeah,
and kibbeh and fataya, which are some people call them meat pies, but yeah, they're called fataya. Cool. And then I would wrap it up with dessert. Would be for the salad would be tabbouleh, and then the dessert would be white people call it. I'll probably get fired for that comment. Baklava. But it's called bitlawa.
Bitlawa. Yeah, all right.
And that would be my champion's dinner.
Yeah, I'd go steak and taties and chocolate and wine, and everybody be happy with mine. I don't know about yours. I'd love to try yours, but I'm not sure everybody'd be happy with it.
Oh, because there's nothing in it that they wouldn't.
But a lot of those guys seem to be a little finicky eaters. You know, they know what they like and they like what they know, and I don't know if they're willing to go out on that limb and sample your Lebanese food.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I have had people that have never had when I cook,
right,
have never had it, and they eat it, and they it's to die for.
Yeah.
They just come back and can't get enough. They say, "Hey, Greg, when are you doing your next big party?" So anyway, all right, when we come back, we're going to have a golf tip of the week.
All right.
You keep saying that.
I know. We're going to have it right after this. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Get the kind of knowledge about Book, KD, Brad, and the Suns that only a Suns expert can drop on you. Kellen Olson and Kevin Zimmerman on the Empire of the Suns podcast from Arizona Sports. The Empire of the Suns podcast is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic.
All right. Earlier today, you heard me say that the first hour of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show was brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Well, this is what you want to know about Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. In just 30 minutes, three times a week, you can get the best workout. I go through probably 15 different types of exercises in 30 minutes. So what does that mean? You're going and doing a new exercise every 2 minutes. You think about doing a new exercise every 2 minutes. It's absolutely remarkable. By the time you're done, yeah, you feel it. But the cool thing is you feel fantastic. Every time I walk in there on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I walk in there kind of a little sluggish. But by the time I'm walking out of there, I am walking on the moon. It is absolutely remarkable what kind of workout you can get going to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. And if you do this now, go to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Give them a call at 602-230-8581. Set up your free consultation. And then when you sign up, you're going to get $100 off your first month's membership. This is probably the best investment you can make in yourself and make in your golf game is to go see Bill Ross at Bill Ross Fitness Solutions today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Say it with me, Basin Earnings. It's the big spring refresh at Brooklyn Bedding. Now through April 16th, you can get 25% off everything in-store and online. That's right, I said it, 25% off everything. So here's what you do. You log on to brooklynbedding.com or head on over to one of Brooklyn Bedding's 14 Basin locations, and you tell them Wolf sent you, and you get 25% off everything. And remember, shipping is always free. It's the big spring refresh at Brooklyn Bedding, Arizona built for America's dreams.
Georgia, sing it, Brother Ray.
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my
mind. Hey, Jim, other than it being the Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, what time is it?
It is time for the very dependable and the highly informative Golf Tip of the Week, Augusta National style.
This week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet.
All right.
Hey, every shot is within a fraction of disaster. That's what makes it so great. Right? This week's tip of the week is slide your right hand.
Slide your right hand.
A fast tear because you guys are so far behind.
All right, thank you. All right, so here's what I want you to do. This is for right-handed golfers. Lefties, you just do the opposite of what I tell you to do for a right-handed golfer. And basically what I want you to do is I want you to get set up over the golf ball with a, let's just say a six or seven iron, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to separate your hands. By get your left hand on the club in a normal grip position, and then I want you to slide your right hand down until it's on the shaft.
Okay,
of the
on
club.
The metal.
All right? Now, you're not going to hit a golf ball like this yet. You're going to make some practice swings. And as you're swinging that golf club back, when you start to swing that club through, I want you to slide that right hand back into position with your left. So you're actually hitting like a slap shot, so to speak,
right.
Like a hockey player would hit. And I want you to work on this because what the reason why I want you to work on this is going to allow your body to not only make the proper rotation through the shot, but it's going to give you the feeling of what your right arm is supposed to do going through the golf shot. So I want you to widen those hands out. You could even put that right hand halfway down the shaft if you want. But I want you to make your backswing with your hands separated. And as you swing down, I want that right hand to slide into position and take over the follow-through of the swing. You're going to be amazed at how much better you start to make contact with the golf ball with the sliding of your right hand. And for you lefties, it's going to be the sliding of your left hand. That, Jim, is your golf tip of the week brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you. Okay, who said this? Every shot is within a fraction of disaster. That's what makes it so great.
Your inflections and accent finally gave it away. I had an inkling, but that would be
your fat.
Exactly. The Black Knight Gary Player.
That is correct. Now, I don't know about this. I might have to fact check this one, but our trivia question provider says, obviously, he's a World Golf Hall of Famer with 159 professional wins.
Ooh. That's globally.
Okay.
I got to fact check that, yes.
24 on the PGA Tour, 22 on the Senior Tour, 9 major championships with 3 Masters victories and 1 of the honorary starters since 2012.
So back
to is one Gary Player.
Back to your tip. Is that why Happy Gilmore did so well?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, I don't know if you remember this a while back. This is reaching the Wayback Machine. But there used to be a product out there called Colassi Swing Magic.
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
And this, it had a sliding grip like that. And you took it back, your hand went up, and then you brought it back together. So there is, yeah. I mean, and that was a really good tool. But you slid your right hand down.
Tiger Woods used that, didn't he?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
All right. So anyway, speaking of Tiger Woods, we haven't, it's unbelievable. We've been.
Can you believe that?
An hour and 20 minutes into the show, and we only mentioned that he was one over par.
Yep.
I don't even think we mentioned he was one over par.
I don't think we did either.
I think this is the first time we've mentioned Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods will be teeing off with Tyrrell Hatton. That should be a fun
That'll be
fiery.
You know, and the funny thing is, Tiger gets along really well with Tyrrell. He likes Tyrrell Hatton.
Sure.
But going off ahead of him is Eric Cole and Xander Schauffele. But Tiger, talking about course conditions and setting the new 24 consecutive cuts, overtaking Gary Player and Fred Couples for that another Masters record for Tiger Woods.
Pretty much everything. This golf course will expose any weakness you have. The greens are they're quick right now, and this wind is all over the place. We have to play a lot of wind on putts, chip shots, anything that basically gets in the air. It was a great test. I've been lucky enough to have been able to play this event for all these years, and you know, I did miss the cut. I was an amber. But, yes. Yes, I did. So now, but as a pro, I've done well. And it's just an amazing aura that Augusta National has. And I've been lucky enough to have been coming here since I was, 19 years old.
All right, Jim. Seven shots back, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Oh, never say never or always. And I'll go right back to what I said earlier in the show. It depends on the conditions. And I think it looks like it's a bluebird day. There is a 65 out there. You know, I have kind of a 1986 Jack Nicklaus feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I would not be shocked. Now, that's, you know, that's the sentimentalist in me. Sure. Do I think it's likely? No, I wouldn't be shocked, but never say never about Tiger Woods. It was funny, in one of the interviews yesterday, he made the cut, and he's seven shots back. Actually, he was eight shots back at that time. And one of the reporters asked him, do you have a chance? He goes, I made the cut. I have a chance. You know, I was like, whoa. Listen, Tiger Woods is healthier than he was last year when he made the cut and withdrew in the third round. The weather was so different last year with the cold and the wet. Tiger Woods' golf swing is different than it was. You can tell just watch him swing. He's trying to do things to avoid, you know, to accommodate his swing around the fused body parts and
guys,
pain and all that sort of stuff.
Top 10 for him like a win?
I think a win is a win. I don't think Tiger Woods takes solace in a top 10. Tiger Woods is there to win the golf tournament. He's not there as a ceremonial player. Would I be shocked? No. Do I think it's likely? No. But it sure would light up the TV dial if it happened, wouldn't it?
Maybe. Well, one of our leaders that we've not heard from yet, and we should hear from him as one of the top players in the world, and honestly, he's not shown me much over the last 6 months of golf, but Bryson DeChambeau shot 65 in round number one, followed it up with a 73, which I think is more of what the norm is going to be for Bryson DeChambeau. But anyway, here's what he had to say about his early play following his opening round of 65.
I'm not going to comment on that. I'll say, look, I'm going to go out and try and shoot the best score I possibly can. And sure, if you want to line the math up that way, that is a perspective you can take. It was a perspective I had, and it cost me a lot of slack. I guess you could say it definitely hurt some things. But I'll say this again. It's I shot 65 today, and it was one of the best rounds of golf I've played in a long time. And there's three more days to go, and I'm not losing sight of that fact. It's right there in front of me. Just got to go execute.
So for our listeners, he shot two under par on the first round and shot six over par on the second round. As I'm referring to,
yes, according
Bryson
to him.
DeChambeau, according to him, and it's flack, not slack, Bryson.
Exactly.
But he caught flack for saying that Augusta National for him was a par 67.
Exactly. Yeah.
And has been slapped.
I can see 68, but where does 67 come from?
I know, right? No. Anyway, so he shoots 65, 73. When we come back, we're going to do a lot more conversation about the Masters and a very special guest coming up next. You're going to want to stay tuned for this guy. He is absolutely Mr. Augusta. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Sun push for the playoffs.
Gets it to Fox near midcourt. He drives past Beal, stops and gets it knocked away. It's a steal for Royce O'Neal. 1 second left. O'Neal takes it the length of the floor, and that'll do it. Suns win 108-107. The final in Sacramento. They come from down 16 to get the job done.
Will the Suns fight their way back into the top six? Get breaking Suns news and listen to every Suns game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hi, it's Vince Murata for Spinato's Pizzeria, celebrating 50 years of serving the Valley. And to help celebrate all year during dine-in service, you can enjoy Spinato's Stay Golden Pizza. It's an amazing creation featuring Spinato's fresh and imported ingredients, and it's topped off with edible gold flakes. A portion of the proceeds on the Stay Golden Pizza goes towards Magicians on Mission, a Phoenix-based nonprofit that supports the emotional health of active deployed military all over the world. Get the Stay Golden Pizza at any of Spinato's six Valley locations, and more info at SpinatosPizzeria.com. Ford.com.
Sanderson Ford is Arizona's largest Ford dealership. They're also number one in both sales and complete customer satisfaction. This is truly Sanderson Ford country, and people are singing their praises.
Across the Creed Desert.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez.
To where the mountains touch the sky.
Owner Sanderson Ford, David Kimmerly.
This is Sanderson Ford country.
Owner of Rosie on the House, Rosie Romero.
Where Arizona's pride.
92.3 KTAR News Talk host Mike Broomhead.
Sanderson Ford Country.
98.7 Arizona sports host John Gambadoro.
Built on serving you.
102.5 KNIX Country host Tim Hattrick, a.k.a. Johnny Maverick.
Sanderson Ford.
Mix 96.9 host Priscilla Ornelas.
Satisfaction in
Sanderson Ford General Manager Mark Widow.
For Arizona Pride, Sanderson Ford.
This is Sanderson Ford Country.
The 2023 and 2024 All-Inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World. Bar 19.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Innocent man. Who's the original singer of this song?
I don't know, but this is Reba.
This is Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, Vicki Lawrence is the original singer, right?
This is Reba, but Vicki Lawrence, you're correct. That is true.
Her husband wrote the song.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And they couldn't get anybody to record it, so Vicki Lawrence recorded it. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I forgot about that.
From the old Carol Burnett show.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how she got that gig? Because people thought she looked like Carol Burnett.
Exactly. She's like a stunt double.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Lamprecht is a 6'8 amateur. I was just saying that Stuart Hagestad, one of the more decorated amateurs that we have that's playing in the Masters, made double bogey on 18 to miss the cut. Makes par, he's in.
All right, well, speaking of most decorated.
Yes.
We have joining us right now and has become a tradition like no other. Gary McCord joining us. Gary, welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Hello, boys. What's up?
How we doing?
I'm doing just fine.
You know, there's a little golf tournament going on, and it is probably the greatest weekend in golf to be able to watch as the azaleas are in bloom, at Augusta, and just a lot of fun to be able to watch and see how things unfold. And it has been a treacherous first 2 days out there. Have you had a chance to catch any of the action?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw the azaleas were in bloom, and then I saw them flying away about 50 miles away from Augusta with the wings yesterday. They turned the big green fan on, and the boys were having some troubles trying to figure out everything.
Gary, if you were making the call there, could you give us your description of the sand blowing out of the bunkers and what your call would have been?
Yeah, it looked like something. You know, all these guys at one point in their life has gone down to the beach and hit bunker shots or shots off the sand, and I guarantee you, on a windy day, they've all felt that. And they probably put the golf clubs back and went back to hanging around the beach, but they couldn't do it here. It was quite violent. A couple of those greens that set up, like, the 18th hole and the 9th hole, they set up there really exposed on the top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how hard that is to try to make a 3-footer when it's blowing 20 to 40
right.
Within 2 seconds and trying to get your balance and trying to figure out which way the wind is going to blow the ball and how severe the gust. It's just a giant guessing game. And they were, after 6 hours, they were all probably went home and just had a big ice bath.
And that's one of the things I said. I said, you know, they actually were like they had a real job yesterday. They put in probably 8 to 10 hours at the golf course, 2 hours before getting there to prep, and 6 hours on the golf course, and maybe an hour or two after to warm down and get something to eat before heading out. So it was like a real job yesterday for these guys.
Yeah, my question would be, I want to see the idiots that went out to the driving range afterwards and hit balls. So those are the guys that are looking for something.
Yeah.
You just don't go practice when it's falling 40.
So we're speaking with Gary McCord, and great analyst there at the Masters for so many years. And one of the people that is there, and I have to believe that he was there when you were an analyst at the Augusta National, is Vern Lundquist. Retiring, this is his last Masters that he'll be doing. Do you have any stories or any memories that you can share with our listeners about Vern Lundquist?
Yeah, Vern was the first guy when I kind of got the job back in 86. They didn't have a job. I was playing the tour, and we were at Memorial, and I'd asked Frank Trakinian, then the producer director of CBS Golf, if I was on the policy board, and we were policy board meetings. I wasn't in the golf term, was I? And I asked if I could come out and sit in the trucks and watch how you do television. I'm voting, you know, as one of the four board members. We're voting on all sorts of things pertaining to golf, and I had no idea how golf was produced or anything. So I asked him, and he said, yeah, come out to the trucks. Come up Friday. We got rehearsal. So I went out there, and I got in the trucks, and he turned around. He said, go out to 16. And I said, no, I want to watch. He said, go out to 16. So I walk out to 16, and I think I'm going to be a spotter, a caddy that misses the cut Thursday and Friday. They go into CBS and make, I don't know what they get, $50 a day or $100 a day. And they sit down the tee and with a headset on, and you find out what the guys are hitting, and you report back to the trucks. They send it up to the tower. So I figured that was how I was going to do it. So I walked out there, and I was kind of half pissed. And and Vern Lundquist starts yelling at me from the tower. I peel off to go to the tee. He yells at me. He says, get up here, get up here. So I don't know what he wants. So I go walk up. And he said, hey, how you doing here? And he hands me a headset. I said, what's this for? He says, Frank wants to try his announcer. I said, what? Is he out of his mind? And he goes, I don't know. So Vern was the first guy that kind of tutored me on literally everything. You know, which ear was the producer coming out of? Which ear was the play-by-play? When to get in? When to get out? You know, kind of how to act like a broadcaster. And so that we have. I just did his charity deal in Austin about 3 or 4 months ago. I went up there. We had some wild talks about the old days at Augusta and all of us rooming together at the houses. There were some fun times.
Gary, I've heard some of those stories, and you've got such a wealth of knowledge about the national and staying on property and all that sort of stuff. Care to give us an insight of one of the better nights you had there at the national in the cabins?
Well. There was. I know. Faraday. Well, I think he's told this story before. Faraday was doing the late night show with Jim Nance, and this was in his drinking days.
Uh-huh.
And he had a Lincoln Continental that he had rented, and he was kind of late getting in. And so he had his Lincoln Continental, and we were down. Our compound then was over, about, I'd say, 2 blocks from the 11th tee. Ooh. Back in the trees.
Jeez.
And Faraday decided that he had his car, and he was late. They were about ready to go on the air. And he decided that the hell of the cart. Golf cart, he was just going to take his Lincoln Continental on the cart path all the way down into the butler cabin. And he did okay until he hit a tree about 3/4 of the way there, and he got arrested. They marched him in to the butler cabin with his arms handcuffed. His hands handcuffed. And Jimmy Nance looked at him and goes, "What the hell?" And he goes, "They're going to arrest me." He goes, "You can't get arrested. You're on the air in 3 minutes." So I'm pretty sure the cops took the handcuffs on and let him do the late night show, the wrap up show. But that's just some of the stupidity that ensued in that tournament through the years.
Oh,
Gary, who was of the years that you did the Masters? Who was your I don't want to say most favorite, but who did you enjoy doing the Masters with the most? Who brought the most joy to Gary McCord? That was a part of the announcing team, and why?
Well, I mean, the first year I was there, it was in the tower of Venturi and Summerall. And then there was Ben Wright. There was Weisskopf. There was me. There was Vern. I'm trying to think of somebody else. I'm probably missing somebody, and I apologize. But the guy that took me out and kind of wandered me through the golf course and showed me everything was Big T, Tom Weisskopf.
Right.
So we got in the cart and just explored. And he was showing me all sorts of things. I remember the one thing that I couldn't believe. We drove into the, I forgot what hole, it might have been 11, whatever it was. There was loblolly pines on both sides. So he took me into the trees. And he says, "Look up, see what you see." And I looked up and I noticed that they cut to the inside. So let's say the trees on the right-hand side. Mm. You go into the trees and all on the right-hand side, they would cut the limbs off. So on the left-hand side, which was the fairway side, the trees would tilt because of the weight.
And wow.
They would go in and encroach in your eye line. And I thought, well, that's diabolical. If they think of that, what the hell are they? Where are they going to stop on all this stuff? So it was a great tutorial from Tom through the whole process of where to hit it, how to hit it, what to do, blah 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 blah. And then there was one. Seve and Mac O'Grady went there, and they did a deal. And Mac had that it was about 8 to 9 hours long, every green. Evergreen. He took Mac through it when Mac was working with him as a golf swing.
Wow.
On where, how to play it, where to play it, on every hole. And it was, somebody ought to get that thing and take a look at it. Of course, that's when the greens were a little different.
But right.
It was phenomenal to get that kind of information.
So, Gary, one final question for you. What's up with Gary McCord now? Tell our listeners about your podcast that you and Peter Costas do.
Yeah, Peter Costas and I have a podcast called Off Your Rockers. And we just kind of go through and just for our own entertainment. I don't know if anybody's listening, but for our own entertainment, have some fun and stay current. You know, we've got, you know, we have quite a resource at Whisper Rock with 37 tour pros there. So
right.
we get a lot of conversation, a lot of things that we can discuss with guys that are actually making decisions and so forth. So it's, you know, we just try to bring that into the podcast, have some fun with it, you know, and just, use our experience of 4 million years on the air and playing and everything else. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's not work, which is good because we're both retired, and I didn't want to go work. And this was as close to it's like radio with you guys, right?
It's not work. That's it. Yeah. That is not work. It's a hobby.
Somebody puts the mic in front of you, having some fun.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Well, thanks for joining us, Gary. You want to step out on a limb and pick a winner tomorrow?
Well, I mean, before going in, it's Tiger-esque with Scotty Scheffler.
Right.
He's so good. He's so on top of his game. Everybody else is going to be watching him. He's going to dictate the policy. And the dark horse I had was, and I'll stay with him, is Oberg.
Yeah.
Because he's the next. And it looks like he's kind of figured it out real quick. So, I mean, it's Scotty. It's just react to Scotty. When's the last time you saw him play bad?
Exactly.
I literally don't remember. So
he hasn't shot a round over par since last year, early last year. So
yeah, and really when the air gets really thin too, that's when he's really, really good. And it should be good. The scoring conditions are going to be fantastic. We're going to see some low scores, a lot of movement. There's a lot of guys that, I thought, well, there's 20-something guys within six shots,
right.
Which is nothing for the weekend. So, anyway, this should be really good, but I Scotty's going to dictate the policy.
Yep. Well, thanks for joining us. As always, love having you on the show with us. And tell Peter Costas at the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, misses both you guys on the air with your great analysis of golf. So have fun being retired, and we'll continue to tune into the podcast.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. That's Gary McCord right there joining us as he does every year.
And the only guy one of the few people that can be mentioned in the same breath as Jack Whitaker for being excused from the broadcast. That's pretty good company, I'd say.
Is there a better storyteller?
No.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we are going to wrap up our Masters edition of the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We've got a lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll give you a little update on what's going on in the world of the Masters leaderboard. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your Suns, D-backs, and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 62620. That's GAMBO to 62620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO. That's schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO.
Message and data rates rates may apply.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here with Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, talking about 401ks. I've always heard that 401ks were great, but you're telling me something different.
Well, 401ks are great when you're employed there. However, if you're no longer employed, you probably don't want to keep that 401k with your old employer, and you probably don't want to roll that old 401k into your new employer's plan.
Really? Why is that?
Well, most 401ks have limited investment options and can cost you thousands of dollars more in fees. And that's true even if you roll it over into your new employer's 401k. You also lose a lot of control by leaving your 401k with your old employer. If the company sells or merges, they often freeze it.
That is great insight. If you have a 401k with an old employer, stop what you're doing and call Trajan Wealth, 480-990-3300. That's 480-990-3300. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Paid advertisement.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. You like football? Good, because the draft's here at the end of the month, and it's a chance for your favorite team to reload on talent, especially if that team is Arizona this year. Twin Peaks is on the clock. Catch all the draft action at the Ultimate Sports Lodge. Round one kicks off April 25th at 5. And that's perfect because nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. 3 to 6, 10 to close every weekday. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at 5 convenient valley locations. So never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
You know who wrote this song?
Kenny Loggins' cousin or something?
Kenny Loggins' brother, yeah. There you go. How about that?
He composed it. The
David words. Loggins?
Yes.
There
you go. Yeah, composed it. Yeah. Didn't sing it. Wrote it, composed it. Right.
Hey, do you have that Fred Couples sound still around?
Hang on. Yes, give me 2 seconds. Right.
While you're doing that, I got to take a quick moment. Give out a shout-out to a listener. Price Noski is having a monumental birthday. There's a 0 and a 6 involved, but it is his birthday today, so I wanted to wish him good health and happy birthday.
Is that 6 years old?
There's an 0 and a 6. You tell he's a compatriot of mine. You take the guess.
All right.
I ain't there yet, though.
I have the Fred Couples.
All right. So, interestingly, there was a little tweet this week by Fred Couples on X about Greg Norman having to buy a ticket to attend the Masters. Had to go to one of the off-ticket sites.
That's kind of shabby, I think.
Buy a ticket.
Greg Norman, for God's sake.
Freddie Semi got butchered for it. The comments were,
it was funny. He said,
but it was quite humorous to think. But I'm wondering, it must be that Greg Norman relinquished his PGA membership, because certainly he'd be a life member of the PGA for the number of years he was on the PGA Tour.
Right.
That would have gotten him PGA status, and PGA members get into the tournament for free.
People forget how long Greg Norman was the world number one golfer. And for the, I love everything about the Masters, everything about Augusta, but for them to be that chippy not to give Greg Norman a ticket, I mean, I bet you money. If Greg Norman goes up to the entrance gate at Augusta National, and there's the Pinkerton guy there, I bet, hey, Mr. Norman, how you doing? And they just let him through, but he went and bought a ticket.
We sure hope so.
It's cat scratch to him. He doesn't care, but,
it's the principle of it.
Yes.
It really is.
Well, anyway, Fred Couples played in the tournament, didn't make the cut this year. But a little story about the 92 Masters. This is Fred Couples and Joe LaCava.
But for me, it was like walking on air. It was an accomplishment. But like Joe said earlier, you know, I was playing so well, that doesn't really mean anything. But it certainly helped those couple months of playing great golf and finally winning Augusta.
And the best part for me was, as much fun as I love, as tight as we are, it was fun for me to have to rake the bunker, because now I can kind of sit behind Fred and let him enjoy his walk up there, you know, 60 or 70 yards ahead of me, to see the crowd rise like that and get all jacked up, because Fred was the most popular player back in the day, and that was fun for me to watch Fred up there enjoy and stuff like that. But it worked out very well, obviously.
Yes.
So Freddie's still beloved by all. Will this be his last Masters? We'll have to wait and see.
He was asked, and he said, listen, you know, I'm in bad shape. He goes, and I'm going to shoot 75, 76 probably. I'm certainly not going to shoot 80. Well, guess what he shot in the first round?
Bad conditions.
Yeah, well, first round wasn't so bad, but just he death marched him, death kissed himself by saying that. So,
hey, we want to let our listeners know that as you're on your way out to Augusta Ranch Golf Club today for the Spring Fling Bunker Tour event, that we appreciate everything Don Ray, Kurt Head, Hudak, and Jay Beecher are doing. The team at Augusta Ranch and hosting us to help us raise money for PGA Hope. Make sure you get out there between 10 and 2 and get fit for a pair of Athlon's shoes and get $50 off your purchase. So that's all going on. And if you want to find out more details about all of our events, make sure you go to BunkerGolf.com and watch for when our next Bunker Tour event will be.
Okay, boys, you got 3 minutes left.
3 minutes. All right.
You want to pick final winners?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Jim, you start since you're the youngest.
Yes. Last week I went on and said Scheffler, McIlroy, Koepka, and who was my fourth?
Phil Mickelson?
No. But anyway.
Rahm.
And Rahm, yes.
Yeah,
okay, so
I had the same.
I had everybody make the cut.
Yep.
Scheffler's who I went with in my suicide pool. I'd saved him and gotten my ears boxed numerous weeks for doing that. But it's really hard to bet against Scotty Scheffler. Even yesterday, he just hits it so solid. He made a couple bad decisions, but I'm still sticking with Scheffler and my dark horse. I think Gary McCord referred this, looking at the leaderboard now, is Ludvig Åberg. He is the next big thing, in my opinion.
I am going to agree with you on Scotty Scheffler. I think that he's had his bad round, gotten it out of the way, shooting even par yesterday in those conditions was absolutely an amazing round of golf. Seeing how the entire field was 325 strokes over par yesterday, and he shot even par is a testament to how well he's playing. And you can tell when he hits a good shot because he's just staring that baby down. My dark horse is going to be Nicolai Højgaard.
He's only two shots back.
Åberg's four. Right, big deal. the funny thing is, both of those two and four shots back can be erased within two holes.
They can be erased or it can be doubled.
Yes, exactly.
And I will say this. Tiger Woods, I think we need to wrap it up with Tiger Woods this show, because Tiger Woods is the second greatest player. He's certainly the best player of his generation. But for him to make 24 cuts in a row last year, I think was more impressive than this year, because he was really banged up last year.
Right.
But if Tiger Woods could go out there and shoot something mid-60s today and be more in the hunt, oh my goodness, wouldn't that be fun? It'd just be like 86 Masters with all us Nicklaus fanboys.
Guys, I'm going to go with Max Homa.
I don't think these guys go much lower today. I think they might get to 8 under. So if Tiger goes out there and shoots a little 4 under par, he picks up a couple shots on the field, I think it starts to get the heads turning. And
what's a winning score, guys?
Augusta, 12 under par.
I'd take 12 and go sit in the bar and wait for the rest of the boys in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, you've listened to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Thank Don Ray, Vice President of the PGA of America, for joining us. I want to thank Gary McCord for joining us, as he does every year for the Masters. And we want to thank you for tuning in. DVR the Masters and get out there and play some golf. We're out of here.
Holla.